KR4DGA, KR4DGA, this is K2PCB. One more time for KR4DGA. KR4DGA, this is K2PCB. K2PCB clear.
K2PCB, KC2PED.
Good morning, Mr. KC2PED. K2PCB here. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. I would say it's a nice sunny day, which it would have been, but all that smoke from Canada's coming down, I think that's snuffing out the sun. It's very red. I mean, kind of, I think that's what it is. I knew we were supposed to get a lot of smoke, and I think that's it today.
Oh, I can't see it in my rear view mirror, but when I was coming out on the Park Street, driving up Park Street, I should say, up to Emerson, I could get a really nice view of it. And I even took a picture, but the picture didn't do it justice. But it was like this, just this kind of like light orange glowing ball out there that, you know, wasn't hurting your eyes. It was just like a nightlight out there. It was kind of cool. And for the amount of visible daylight that there was, it was quite impressive for just for a nightlight. And then I came around the turn on Broadway, like in front of the gazebo there, and there's somebody there in church. And you can see that they're taking a picture of the sun as well. It was kind of funny. But I don't see it behind me anymore. Yeah, I know there's a multitude of fires that are occurring now. A lot of them are in Canada. There's some in the States. And I guess I'm surprised that how many fires are active at any given time that are not making the news. And they involve, you know, loss of property and evacuations, but I guess they're not enough or not in the, you know, populated enough area or, you know, whatever the case may be that they're not making the news. I think that's interesting. I think I'm going to get a cup of coffee this morning. I'm rolling up to Tim Hortons. I shouldn't, but I'm going to. This is K2PCB.
Yeah, it seems like any state should start with a C have flares. California is one of them, and it seems like Canada is the other one. But all right, I'll let you get your coffee. KC2PD.
All right, I'm back. Yeah, I was racking my brain there before trying to think of all the states that start with C when you mentioned that. And then I rolled up to the window. You're pretty efficient today. No complaints there. Let's see, what else? Yeah, no radio play since I had talked to you last. Sorry, Brad, I looked up your call sign again this morning, and it's not there. Guess it'll be there soon enough. I tried giving Mark a holler. I connected into the W4KEV system when I first got in the truck this morning and didn't hear him. And, yeah, it's okay. Just cruising along to work here now. Oh, yeah, I'll drop it for a second. We went up to the Alden Farmers Market last night, and there was quite a decent turnout. They had the Boys of Summer playing up there. They had the car show night, cruise night. I don't know how many cars there were at Alden, you know. But it was a pretty good turnout. We had hamburgers up there for dinner. They had a concession stand. They had a cheeseburger, chips, and a pop special. So we had that as our dinner last night and cruised through the farmer's market, which was really small. We did get a couple tomato plants. Lynn wanted to grow, you know, like not like the big ones, but the little guys. She wanted to put in a planter she has in the balcony. And, yeah, so it's actually pretty nice. Obviously, we're too early for good produce, but, yeah, it was a nice outing. We took a walk over there. All right, this is K2PCB. Back to you. How was your evening?
Well, it was pretty good. Yeah, Fire Hall night. We didn't do too much. It was more or less kind of a low-key evening. We had it was a busy week last couple weeks, so kind of just doing like some cleaning up around the Fire Hall, you know, get ready. I think what's next coming up? I think the car show. I think that's the next big event for us. Yeah, it wasn't too much going on. I did some, like I said, some maintenance on fire radios, actually. We've been going a lot to, they've been calling us to, like, defue. So I've made a different zone for just mutual aid. We'll put that in. I put the East Aurora Fire Department's F2 in. We didn't have that in there, so, yeah, I'll punch that in. Shockingly, I think I might have to make a login for radio reference. They won't let you look at the DC or the input frequencies, which is no big deal for me, but I didn't know what the DCS tones were. And yeah, it's kind of a nice little reference. Like I said, it's called radio reference for a reason. It's nice to look at it and say, oh, that's what it is. But yeah, the input wasn't a big deal. I just didn't know what the tones are, so I got to do some more digging with that.
Can't you just ask dispatch or ask someone else for those?
I don't think they would have that information readily available. That's probably more of a question for staff, probably. I think they put all that in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want you. I know you can get a free login for radio reference, but I wonder if, you know, because I've downloaded some of that information before, and I just don't know if when you log in, does it really give you any more information? Is that what it said it did? I've definitely had a radio reference subscription before for downloading audio, because then you can listen to archives back for a certain amount of time for any of their feeds, any radio reference or Broadcastify feeds. Was it Broadcastify? Anyway, radio reference, definitely. And maybe you can. Yeah, okay. It's been a while. But it's like $15 a month. So it's like something I would do once and let it go. Yeah, maybe I was downloading databases. Maybe it was. It's been a while. Did you get to look at the calendar yesterday?
I'm sorry, Travis. What kind of calendar were you asking me to look at?
Did you look at the availability for the substation on the calendar?
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't get a chance to look. I'll look at it tonight. Gotta go up there and look. My name should be up there, unless somebody else got it before I did. But yeah, we'll see. I hope so. It's pretty convenient down there. Of course, doing it at my house isn't that big of a deal either, or yours. You know, I wonder if you ever could set up in the park. I don't know, it's not as friendly to do that. And plus, the park closes, you know, at a certain time, so. Yeah, I don't know, I'll have to see.
Oh, yeah, park definitely closes at a certain time. And, I've only experienced this once, but I could see some places not wanting you to anchor wires to their trees in parks and such. I know we were camping in Sprague Brook, and in fact it was a group of us from the club that we met up there. We got a bunch of sites together, and I put up an antenna from tree to tree. I just tied it from a limb on one tree, tied it to a limb on another tree, nothing too crazy at all. And in fact, I don't even know if it was tied. It might have been just thrown over, you know, and they pull it down and tie it, you know. And one of the, I don't know if you'd consider them a ranger or whatever they were, came through and told us that we had to take that down. But that they didn't want anything like that tied up into the trees.
Well, that's kind of a bummer. Why would they, why is it, you're not like you drill holes in the tree or anything, you're just tying a rope off. It's not hurting a tree at all. So, I don't know. Maybe they don't want to look at it. You look, drive around every day, you look at them in the power lines and all the stuff that's on the poles. That's a lot of junk up there. Maybe it's supposed to be a wire-free thing. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe from a safety point of view, you know, we have center-fed antennas in the tree, coax lines running around. Maybe they like that. You know, in some places, you know, so people will tie up clotheslines and stuff in campgrounds, and that's pretty commonplace. But, yeah, I don't know. Don't know. But, yeah, the substation definitely works out really nice. Yeah, setting up at the apartment there is just really not practical. Yeah, I even thought if we had to, you know, just meet up with the radio club or something. And but they don't do it. They used to do it at Westwood Park. Not Westwood. Is it Westwood? No, Walden Pond Park. They did it for a couple years at Walden Pond Park. Then they did it for a couple years at the clubhouse. Now they do it at a club member's house, and they set up in his backyard, which is okay. It's not somebody I know, somebody new to the club since I've been there, but he's been there a while. Yeah, and then that would be an option too if we had to, you know, we could just show up there and hang out, ask for some radio time, we'll see. Hopefully it's on the calendar. This is K2PCB, and I think I seen you just pull in.
Yep, I did. And it's no big deal if you don't mind doing it at my house. If we don't get the substation, that's fine with me. It seemed to work out pretty good last year, and so I don't mind. Actually, it's nice if you get to jump on putting the antennas up. But, yeah, let me find out if we got it. We should. Shouldn't be a big deal. So, yeah, it's funny with, I know, real quick, I know 641, I know I heard some guys talking on East Coast Reflector the other day, I was listening. They're saying that HF is really, really dead right now. I guess the sun had a huge solar flare. I guess HF is like, all bands are totally, like, blocked right now. Just throwing that out there. I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't think there's that big of a solar flare coming at us.
Yeah, I think you've got to upset your clock. I've got 6:44. Do you want to meet me at the door? This is K2PCB.
Oh, yeah, it's really often. All right, I'll see you there, K2PCB.